Uncle Joyce Weathersby on a Fifth Avenue bus by Mr. Cal Stewart, Edison Record. Well, sir, I had just about come to the conclusion that every street in New York had different kind of a streetcar on it, but I found one over here the other day didn't have any streetcars of any kind. Near as I can remember, you call that Avenue 5. While I was standing over there watching people and things are going along, and all at once along come the doggonest looking contraption I calculate I ever laid my two eyes on. It was sort of a cross between a bandwagon and a hay rack. And I said to a gentleman standing there, "Mister, what do you call that thing?" He said, "Well, sir, that is a Fifth Avenue bus." I says, "Can I ride on it?" He says, "You can if you got a nickel." Well, I got in, sat down, and I never laughed more in my life. Sitting there in the bus was a lady. She had a little valise in her hand, just about a foot square, and she had the darndest time with that valise. She opened the valise, took out a purse, shut the valise, opened the purse, took out a dime, shut the purse, opened the valise, put in the purse, shut the valise, and handed the dime to the feller sitting out front, and he handed her a nickel back, and then she opened the valise, took out the purse, shut the valise, opened the purse, put in the nickel, shut the purse, opened the valise, put in the purse, shut the valise, and "Stop the bus, please." I didn't have any small change, and I handed the feller out a $5 bill. And just the minute he seen it, he said, "Whoa, stop the horses, come around the hind end of the bus." He said, "Did you give me that $5 bill?" I said, "Just what I done." He said, "Well, now, which one of the horses do you want?" Gosh, I wouldn't give him $5 for the whole darned outfit.